Well, you know, it really is interesting that when we talk about this, I mean, like, the Bible actually kind of makes it pretty clear. I'm going to read it from Galatians 5, verse 19, all the way through to 26. But first, the term worldly is literally being of the world. So, you know, it's showing that we don't belong to God by how we're acting. So what does it mean according to the Bible? Galatians 5, 19 through 26, it says, the acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, or patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Mm. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. So someone who is living by the world, they're looking to, you know, do whatever they want, even, you know, becoming conceited, provoking, envying other people. You know, this is someone who obviously is not living according to the, you know, to the scriptures. And so when they try and say, oh yeah, I'm a believer, you know, don't believe it. Look at their actions, you know?
Ooh, that's a great one right there. And like, you have to make sure, we've definitely addressed this in the past. Well, you have. It's not out of a judgmental spirit, but you know, they're people's fruits. You really can tell them by their fruits or the things that, you know, they do partake in, say, and, you know, just the vibes. The vibes, Andrew.
It's so true. I mean, like, in, you know, what does the Bible also say about how the world's going to recognize us? Mm-hmm. Is it going to recognize us because, you know, well, we can...
It's because of my cross necklace.
Yeah. I have a big tattoo on my arm that says, oh, I love Jesus.
Oh, boy.
You know, I mean, like, there's lots of people out there who have a tattoo or they have a necklace or they wear a t-shirt or a jacket or a hat or whatever. But really, does their life match it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is why, and I hear this from people a lot of Christians. I won't put a bumper sticker in my car that says I love Jesus because of the way I drive. And it's like,
well,
yeah, well, maybe you should change your driving.
I'd pass that test. I drive like a 85-year-old. No offense. I didn't mean that in a bad way. I meant that in a very responsible way.
Yeah, sure. Okay. No, I'm talking people who are just like, you know, they, you know, they're doing 20, 30 over. Or
you know what, Andrew? It's funny that you would mention driving. I heard you rip into the parking lot today with some pretty loud music bumping, okay?
Hey, it was T-Bone Church, you know? I mean, like,
hey, listen, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's so funny.